Shir Hey in Taruvas, continue. Dal Nisanito Shimim, Gil March 1893 on Friday, continue.
60 cents in water, not up to 600, but just 60. So then you allow to drink the water. Why? But it's possible that all the 10 cents in, all the 10 cents in, is Niklat. The answer is, the Ramban says, we only say Chitichon as is Nivele in Nechon. But as long as it's innate and harnessed inside the Kele, then the Alocha of Chitichon as is Nivele doesn't take effect. So that means that what is considered as Isser, as long as it's innate, is Yerut Nakri. So as Isser is considered only the molecules of Chol, the boundary of Chol. But the moment it's Niklat into the water, then the aloche of Tichanas Nevele could take effect. But if there are 60, cesim of water in the kettle, so Nevele they can immediately bottle. And the aloche of Tichanas Nevele cannot even take effect. So that's the makom. Yes, what do you mean?
Why he wouldn't require 90 against the chalav, because either the one or either the other would be the iser in this case. Either the one chatika, either the one zayas of basar,
the Ramban sheet is that chichanas is nevele does not take effect while it's beruah b'sichayim. It can only take effect when it combines, when chalav combines with basar in a neich, not when the synthesis takes place inside the kale. Then the aloha of Tichanas is Nevele cannot take effect. So Nevele, at first, the kale absorbed 9 zeisim chol. Then, an hour later, it absorbed the kazayis of Bosa. So what is considered as this here? Only the kazayis of Bosa. The thing that came later. And then, when you boil water, so then they come out. So then they are ready to become, to form the synthesis of Tichanas is Nevele. But since you have 60 zeisim of mayim, so the moment the kazayis of Bosor falls into the mayim, it becomes bottled, the mayim. And the Nevele, it's muter, it becomes bottled. That's the Ramban. Now, of course, according to the Rambam and the Rishonim, who say Tichanas is Nevele applies to Shor Yisurim, so Nevele, the same aloche, the same achlekes between the Rashbo and the Ramban, would apply to Shor Yisurim too. Whether, nonetheless, let's say, assuming that Tichanas Nevele applies to all Yisurim, the Ramshi, so Nevele, so according to the Rashbo, so it would follow, suppose you cooked 9 zeisim bosor in a pot, and it absorbed all the 9 zeisim bosor. Then an hour later, you take the same pot, you wash it out, and you cook a kazayis of chelet in it. And let's say it has absorbed the whole kazayis. So altogether, it has a bria of how much? Of 10 zeisim, 9 zeisim bosor, 1 kazayis chelet. According to the sheet of the Rashbo, that because the Tichanas is Nevele applies to Boruah B'Sechachli also, so that means that inside the Kele it's already a Tichan the Yisure of 10 days. Then you boil water in it. So in order to be able to drink the water, so you must have 600 zeisim of water. So then, even if we assume that all the 10 zeisim was niflat into the water, so there is 60 times the 10, 600 zeisim. But suppose you have 599 zeisim in water, so then you cannot use the water, you cannot drink the water. Why? Because we are assuming the maximum, maybe 10 zeisim were niflat, and the 10 zeisim are kuri isa, because Tichanas Nevele, according to the Ramban, chite. So you only need 60 zeisim. Anyway, so that's the machlokes between the Rashbo and the Ramban. Lefichoch, hamivasher b'diras isa shibas yeimo, oitechei kapsho isa b'eter, v'chai gavne b'boso b'cholov, so l'chsamech neged kol adero. Why does he say b'boso b'cholov? Why does he emphasize? Because the two mishitose, he passes like Abin Ephraim, So he is by Shori Suvim. We don't require 60 nega the whole thing by Shori Suvim, but only by Basa Mechola. So Samech Nede Kolad Deiro, Uchi Neged Komashe Toch Avnaka, Shinu Negedim Kame Bole, Leish Nehin Shal Cheres, Oy Shal Eitz, Oy Shal Matres. So in other words, let's say I mentioned a specific example that we know exactly how much Cholov it was Beleya, how much Bosor it was Beleya, but usually you don't know how much it was Beleya. So sometimes you might know, let's say, but you don't know. Sometimes you might know that you cook the kazayis bosom in the pot. So let's say, but suppose you have a milchige pot. You have a milchige pot in which you always boil milk. You don't know how many. You don't know how many centimeters are. You use the pot in cooking, boiling milk maybe 10 times a day. How can you know how much cholov you eat a job? So if we knew, let's say, suppose we knew that within the last 24 hours we don't have to consider whatever bria was taken in, was absorbed, more than 20 hours before, because anything that was absorbed more, let's say, 40, 25 hours before is already potent now, so we don't have to worry about it. But if it's a kli chodosh, in other words, if it is a kli yosher, so mele, it's, and if we know that within the last 24 hours it absorbed 9 zeisim cholov, then you cook a one kazayis basor, so then we know that the maximum bria is 10 zeisim. But if you don't know how many zeisim of milk, or how many zeisim of milk was absorbed, and then the same day you cook basor, so how much you consider? You can't take a guess. You can't say, I'll just toss a coin. And that's the problem. You don't know whether it absorbed the total bria is 10 zeisim, 20 zeisim, maybe 100 zeisim, maybe 1,000 zeisim. If you don't know, so then what is the maximum? You have to consider the total volume of the pot. Let's say the size of the pot is 100 zeisim. So if you don't know how much basor it absorbed and how much cholov it absorbed, so you have to take the maximum. Of course, a kele that has a total value of 100 zeisim couldn't absorb 101 zeisim, that's an impossibility. So the mele, even though we know it did not absorb 100 zeisim, but the question is, if you don't take the maximum 100 zeisim, so what do you take? One less, two less, three less, four less, five less, my hosis. So we take the maximum. So this is what the Tah says, I mean the Tor says, Lificho, Hanubashal Dirasisa Shibasiemo, Utihatashi Isabeta, the Kaidam the Bosom Holo, Samahne Pandero, Uhineget Komashito Hamaka, Shinidim Kamabole, Luish Nishal Heres, Ishal Eat, Ishal Matres, the Arab Reperets, so in other words, Uhineget Machito Hamaka. So the first thing the Tor says, that we only have to consider the size of the calf that was thrust into the bed. Let's say this is the calf. This is the calf. And here is the bed. And I stir with this calf. I stir, let's say, the bele is a gderes basar. The bele is a gderes basar. The calf is a milchige calf. It's a milchige sfor. And then I decided to stir the tapshir, the basar, inside the pot. But it's a big calf, but it's a big layer. And so it extends from here to here. But only this portion of the calf is inside the reitef of the bele. And the other, this, is outside the reitef of the bele. So the first question is, will you only have to consider the size of the portion of the calf that is thrust inside the bele, but as far as the other that is outside, nothing was nikla. But the shita of Rabbeinu Peretz is that, you know, because metal is a heat conductor. Metal is a heat conductor. So in melee, in regard to metal, to matres, we say, hamiktsose So mele, according to the first shikin, the two, we do not say even by matres chamitzase chamkule. So in other words, so too, we do not know how much boso and how much boso. Now here, this portion of the spoon was turned, was thrust into the bear up to here. This portion of the cup was already beyond the pot. So we only appreciate that minute particles of boso were nidra in this portion of the cup that was thrust into the bear. And of course, the cup has a glia full of two. It's a milk in the cup. It's not always so it was used for milchiks within the same day, because if it was used for milchiks more than 24 hours before, so then there is no problem. But assuming that an hour before, 2 hours before, so the same cup was thrust into a milchik cup, so mainly it was bereya, an undetermined quantity of color. Now it's thrust into the fridge cup, so it absorbed an undetermined quantity of boso. How much? 10 cc, 20, 30, we don't know. But one thing we are sure, suppose that the total value, the size of this portion of the cup from here to here is only 50 cc, so it couldn't have absorbed more than 50 cc of boso of the hollow. So maybe according to the first sheet in the tool, we need chishin negative 50. But the parrot says, no, if it's matres, if it's chalice, if it's an earthenware spoon, or a wooden spoon, a wooden ladle, then we only require 16 neged, the 50 zensi. Because wood is not a heat conductor. Earthenware is not a heat conductor. If it's metal, it's matres. Let's say if it's an iron spoon, or a silver spoon, so it's matres, so that's a heat conductor. So mele, we are change as a result of a portion of the spoon being thrust into the place. So minute particles of boso penetrated not only here, even here, because chamitzos hamkule. So in the size of the whole ladle is 100 cc, then we require shishin In other words, we do not say that, let's say, suppose the tapshil shall heter has 50 zeis, the tapshil shall heter, but the gdira itself has 10 zeis. So we do not say that the size of the gdira should also be mitzvah. Why? Because we could say not that we could have something out of maybe the metal, maybe the wood, maybe the earthenware itself should be mitzvah. Chas v'sholem, I mean, that wouldn't make sense. But since lehachmir, we are chinshish for the maximum, and we always require shishin neged the total size of the keleh. Why? Maybe it is spectacularly. Maybe the deifen agui, the deifen agui is spectacularly blie. So mele, so suppose, so maybe we should say we call it too. That suppose the tapshil inside of there has a volume of 50 zeis, but the size of the dairy itself has 10, and possibly that it's filled up with 10 zeis of hefer, so maybe it should be mitzvah. No, we only say it with chumah. So we are chayishish for everything that is possible. But we call it just because there is a possibility that it's picked up with weir, so but we do not take it for granted. So we only consider what is visible inside the deira. If there is a 60 zeisim foot in the Bosor and the in the Bosor and the soup, 60 zensi. So then it becomes bottle. But if we if in what is inside, what is visible inside, there is less than 60, so then it doesn't become bottle. Vim yodua kamuris, yeah, kin kaf hadosha shemiyabo, kazai is hollow, vahakein viyeme, niyabog deva shal boso. You see, in Tarubes and in Boso b'cholo, if you always have to be on guard, not to make a mistake, to read it correctly. Here it is hollow, not chilev. Not at the beginning of Simon Tzadik Ches, it was chilev, but here it is hollow. Vim yodua kamuris, akin kaf hadosha shemiyabo kazai is hollow, והכן ביני מי הבוגדירו של בוסו, אין צורך אלא סמך לבטל הקזיין שבו. ואם ידוע כמה איסה כנכף הדושו שמי הבו, קזיין סחולו. והכן ביני מי הבוגדירו של בוסו, אין צורך אלא סמך לבטל הקזיין שבו לה. אבל כפי שאומר שמי הבו כמה פעמים, אין ידעים כמה בו לה, סורי, תגיד למקסימום, ומשארים בחוץ. כזי ישחות זי, כחוצי זי ישאו ניסר. כחוצי זי ישאו ניסר ניסר, והתר, צורך סמך, צורך זה ישים התר לבט. בין צורך שיש בה הפריח, לטיפה סדם שנסבש למחרס, צורך סמך ואיכות לבט, לפי שיש ביצס, כדי ריסוק תמיס. לפי חוכי סיפו ביצה אחס, להשיס מגוסי, ופי חוכי ניסר בו בקפשר. פתאי לו בסמך כמישו ניסור, וניסר ביובי, זה נסבור לכאן בזאת השם. נאו, היא עזרה לה. There is a loche that barely got. Midrash everything is gone. Now you have to know there are two kinds of tarubes. There is tarubes of lav lach, there is tarubes of yovid lach. Lav lach means that Iser is nisari beheter and it is nisari in such a way that there is even distribution. What does even distribution mean? Even distribution means that in every unit of the tarubes there is a fixed ratio. That's in the distribution. Let's say you take a kazai chelev, you grind it, and then you grind greasing, that's beans, and you grind it in the ratio of 1 to 8, 1 to 10, 1 to 20, 1 to 61, 1 to 80, 1 to 100, or 1 to 101. In other words, that it's evenly distributed. So in every unit of the tarubes, there is a fixed ratio. There is a fixed ratio. That's called tarubes lardelach. Lardelach doesn't mean dafke lardelach, liquids. We use the expression lardelach, liquids, because, I mean, according to physics, so if you mix two liquids, so then they are readily evenly distributed. Ashenki, Igobagush, Isalet, you have to work hard in order to affect an even distribution. So let's say, but liquids, you don't have to work hard, you just pour one liquid into the other, so there is an even distribution of the two liquids. So because of that, the Rishonim use the expression lardelach in respect to any even distribution, even if it involves solids. For example, kelach v'kelach. When you mix one kenach with another kenach, and you mix them evenly, so then that's called lardelach, because there is even distribution. So that's the definition of lardelach. Lardelach means it is so mixed that in every unit you have a fixed ratio. If there is shishin, so there is shishin. If there is no shishin, there is no shishin. In other words, but in every specimen of the tarubes, you'll find the same ratio. That's tarubes lardelach. Yovich might be, let's say, suppose you had in the kitchen, you had trefa chickens and kosher chickens. And then the woman got mixed up, she doesn't remember which is the trefa chicken, which is the kosher chicken. So it might be that the kosher chicken is on one table and the trefa chicken is another table. It might be that the kosher chicken is in one room and the trefa chicken in another room. It's still a tarubes, but that's a tarubes of Yovich B'Yovich. There is no actual communion. You see, Lam Milach by definition represents an objective mixture. Yom Yomish does not represent an objective mixture. Objectively, there is no mixture, there is no taludes. It's the human mind that is mixed up. So the melee, but that's also taludes. That's also taludes. That's Yom Yomish. So there is a loche of Bitul Bishishi, in Lam Milach. Now, the Lam Milach. So, if it's Minchei Rimineish on account of the Aloch of Tam Kiyukia, we require Shishim in Raise, because if there is Shishim, so then we can safely assume, we can presume that the Yisrael did not give the Tam Yisrael in the Taudes, but if there is no Shishim, we have to be Cheshish, maybe the Yisrael gave the Tam Yisrael in the Taudes, and if it's Minineish, so then there is no Tam Kiyukia, because it's the same Tam, so the Raise is what brought. But we are not only three parashas, except for Rashi Shite and the Ramoya Shite, but we don't pass like Rashi and Ramoya. So by Lam Milach, so Shishim is required according to most Rishonim in the Raise because of Tam Kiyukia, and by Nimi Lam Milach Nimi Shemimine, and Nimi Mine, so Shishim is required in Rabbah. Then we have the Tarubes of Yomish B'Yomish. Yomish B'Yomish, so in the Raise, Yomish B'Yomish, Ben Nimi Mine, Ben Nimi Shalom Mine, is what the Rabbah. In other words, if one Nevela chicken was mixed up with two Shchuta chickens, he knows that he has in the kitchen three chickens. Two chickens are kosher, and one is frayed Nevela. So the aloha is Nidraise, not the wrong. Nidraise is not the wrong, but Nidrabon is not the wrong. Habitray. But, and suppose you have the Tarunis Yomish Yomish. You have the Tarunis Yomish Yomish, Min Shalom Biminei, Min Shalom Biminei. Suppose, Chodosh Seiri is mixed up, a bag. You have many bags. So you have bags of Seiri and of Chitin. The Seiri is Chodosh. The Chitin is Yosh. And they became mixed up, Yomish Yomish. Yomish B'Yomish. So then again, Midraise is what the law, even in Shalom Yimine. But Midrabonon, it requires Shishim. Now we say Chodosh Yatul Beratu, but that's only because of Dom Shish Matirin. That's only Min B'Yimine, but not Min Shalom Yimine. Min Shalom Yimine, so Chodosh is like Shomishur. So it requires Shishim by Lav Lach. But Mimele, but Yom Yomish Midraise doesn't require Shishim. Because if it's Yom Yomish, so it doesn't give a time. The reason is why the Lam Milach usually requires Shishim. Because if it's Lam Milach, it gives a time. But if Yom Yomish, so that's straight by itself, and that's straight by itself. But the human mind is mixed up. So Mimele couldn't give a time. But with Rabbonon, lest you be Mivashir, one with the other. So one will give a time in the other. So the Chachomim Misake. That even Yomish, Mitchell, Yomish, we should require Shishim because of the Choshe, maybe he will be Mubashir one of the other. So that's the Aloha. Now, here he says, now then there is Aloha that Domashination material is actually available. Then the other Aloha is that Berni, Domachoshu, is actually available. In Tarubis of Yomish, Yomish, and if it's Domachoshu, or it's a Berni, so I feel a bell at the bottom. Suppose you have an if tome was mixed up, a bird that is of the ifest name was mixed up with birds that are the ifest elements, somehow we cannot recognize. So then, even if one if tome was mixed up with a thousand ifest elements, with a thousand pigeons, let's say you have a thousand pigeons, and then there is a certain domain that looks exactly like a pigeon. And it became mixed up with I don't know. So the aloha means a barely after a barrel of the bottom. A barrel of the bottom. That's only the rabbon, the rice, everything is bottom, the bachoshim is bottom. Everything, chtichorin is chabit is bottom, but with the rabbon, the bachoshim is not bottom, chtichorin is chabit is not bottom, and barely is not bottom. Barely is not bottom. So, Midrabon, by Yomish B'Yomish. Now, but then, now let's say a beitzo, an egg, the triach started to come out, has a din of a bell. Since the triach already started to come out, they started to hatch. So that beitzo is considered as a bell. So suppose you have a beitzo, sheyotzo, sheyisril or a triach, what is in menu, and that became mixed up with other beitzim, yovish v'yovish, afil v'elechim. Even if it became mixed up with a thousand beitzim, sheyotzo menu a triach, so there is no beitzim. That's only in regard to the beitzo itself, sheyotzo menu a triach. Mashein came, the plate of the beitzo, sheyotzo menu a triach, so that is what a mishishi. Only the beitzo itself, sheyotzo menu a triach. And according to the Yosef, even a beitzo that has a blood spot, because what does a blood spot represent? The blood spot represents the beginning of the process, of the freya coming out. So the Yosef says that even a beitzo sheyesh bedam has a din of a bell, the shakis. Clearly, only a beitzo sheyotzo menu a triach, she is for a triach. What is it, menu? Not a beitzo sheyesh b'tibas dam, that does not have a din. So that's in regard to the beitzo itself, in the tarubis of yovish v'yovish. So after you bury the bottle, if it's a bell, masha'in came, if it bury it, it's cooked. Let's say a leaf tomato is cooked with epistary, so that is part of the shishim. Only when it's tarubis of yovish v'yovish, the belly itself, and we don't know which one is the iser and which one is the heter, so we say belly after the belly of the bottle. Mashein kei, if the question is in regard to the plate of the belly, let's say an if tobe was cooked in the same pot with 60 other ifes daily, so then it does become bottomish. So the Gemara says, now then, the beitzo sheyesh bo efek oy tipas dam shenizbashu machiris tzorich samach v'yechod levad. So the halacha is, even though as far as the plate of the bali is concerned, we do not say bali after the bali bottle, only in regard to the bali itself we say after the bali bottle, but in regard to the plate, the bliye of the bali, so it's part of the shishim. But here we require not shishim, but shishim le'achas. Why? So there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, and most Rishonim, the Rambam is actually a yochid, but according to the Rambam, and most Rishonim, the reason as to why the Chachamim said that the plate of a beitze, sheyesh bo efreyach, oy tipas dam, so since bashel machiris requires 61 levatrei, 61 of heter to be mevatel, not 60 of heter. So that means together there have to be 62, because whenever we say shishim, we mean shishim of heter, exclusive of Yisrael. So together the Hotarude says 61. Here we require 61 of the heter, so together it's 62. Why? So the Ramban says, because not all the beitzim have mamish the same size. People sometimes are deceived. In other words, they say, well, all these beitzim have the same size, because more or less approximately they are the same size. But if you were to measure it accurately, you'll find out that one beitzim might be a little tiny bit larger than the other. But people will say it's the same size. But because the human sense is not so accurate to be able to perceive exactly whether it's the same size or not. If it looks the same size, so we say the same size. But objectively, one beitzo might be a little larger than the other beitzo. So because of that, the Chachamim said, in order to be divided with the plate of a beitzo asur, let's say, suppose you have a beitzo from which the chayla started to hatch, or there's a blood spot. So it's a beitzo asur, and that egg was cooked with 60 other eggs. that do not have a blood spot. They do not have a blood spot. So then it's a show. Why? Because true, there are 16 other eggs right there, but maybe the eggshell itself is a little larger than the other eggs. So maybe you don't have 60 mamish. So because of that, the Chachamim of Misaki, 61 or better. So that will cover for that minimal excess that the Beitzo Shel Yisrael might have over the ball the Beitzo Shel have. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam explains it because of that. Because a Beitzo Shel Yotzo Mene Freya. So has a din of the Berlier, and that bein in the Berlier is after the Berlier for the bottle. So the Chachomim want to, that the Aloch of Berlier, the bottle applies only to the Beitzo itself. That one should be allowed to eat all the Beitzim, just because there are 60 Beitzim of Heter. So we say that the Berlier itself is not bottle even there. So you cannot use any of the 1,001 Beitzim. But it doesn't apply to the plate of the Beitzo. But in order to make a simen, that people shouldn't make a mistake, and if we'll say that the plate of the Beitzim requires only shishim, so then some people might make a mistake and say that the Beitzo itself is bottom shishim, and the Beitzo itself is never bottle, because the barely after the bottle, so because of the Chandeh, the Chachamim on Misakei, that even the plate of the Beitzo requires 61. So many people ask, how is it? The general rule is 60 measures of heter in order to be mivatel the plate of the Nisa. And here we say, the law says 61. So he'll ask, so he'll get an answer. In other words, just to remind everybody that the Beitzo is unique. In case the Beitzo itself is mixed up with other Beitzim, then it's actually a belly for them. This is the Rambam's explanation of this. So basically, we refer to the Damshin Basmach, so some of the Akhubatushi, the Tanis, the Pichovisipu Mitzahas, the Hashvis Vidose, the Pichovisal, the Tapsu, the Sabbath, Michel Missouri, the Missal, the Yobis, the Israel, the Kandel Zashem. How is Batu Binun Tes? We remind of the Sabbath, the Yuch has Kal. What is Kal? Kal is the order of the Behemoth. Now, so the order of the Behemoth has a lot of milk in it. So, Mimela, you're not allowed to cook an order of the Behemoth. Let's say the butcher cut off the udder of the behemoth and he gave it to someone. You're not allowed to cook it unless you cut it open, the udder of the behemoth, and you empty out all the milk that is contained in the udder of the behemoth. Otherwise, if you don't cut it open and empty out the milk, and then the skin is flesh, is basar. So in other words, so you'll be the basar basar cholov, and the milk, there is a concentration of milk in the order of the behemoth. So when you cook the order without emptying out the milk, in effect, you'll be boiling the bosom of the cholov. You'll be boiling the bosom of the cholov. The psar hakal, together with the milk, the drops of milk that are contained in the pores of the order of the behemoth. But suppose you didn't cut it open, you didn't empty out the milk, and you just cooked the order of the behemoth, you are not able to miss the rice. Why? Because when the Torah asserts bosom of the cholov in the Rabishu, only cholov of the behemoth chayov that is living, but not the cholov of the behemoth shchut. After all, the order of the behemoth, that's from the behemoth shchut. So in Mele, even though you didn't empty out the milk, so you in effect cooked Boso, the psara cow, together with its milk. But it's cholov shchuto. Cholov shchuto midrais is not osa, it's only osa midrabanon. So since cholov shchuto is only osa midrabanon, so the Chachomim applied a special leniency, a special pulling. And they said that you only need 59 measures of heter. 59 measures of heter as against the size of the cow, not 60. Why 59, not 60? Mm-hmm. Because cholov shchuto is only the rabbi. How is batovin tes? Will be my local safti, the yuches chal, the whole shon isurim. Bein shal teiro, bein shal divrei, and tzrichi samach lebatlon. So, every is there, whether the Chayis or the Rabbanon? I mean, one could say, just as by cow there is a certain leniency, every is a Rabbanon? No, only by cow we have that code. And every is a Chayis and every is a Rabbanon, generally speaking, requires shishi. Chut mechomet de Pesach, so even shishi is not mevate, because it has a gemash. Kashabati, we say, for a highly, I guess, Kashi is boy of the Rashi. The Chutz Mitabu Bol, and Tumashim, and after Isaac. Coaching is Samach, can make the Isaia, Mibatu, they say, after Reina Samach Kome Heta, Kidin Vero Sheishbon, and ten Zensim Shal Heta, Vinofnu Bozensim, Echo Shal Dam, the Echo Shal Chilet, Kol Echo Mitzvari, in a Munte Shal Heta, Rivatu Haveya, Vichin Lamed Zensim Shal Heta, Shinofo Ben Kazayis Dam, the Lamed Zensim Achirim Shal Heta, שנופו בן קזאיז חילב ונשאר בו את הרובס בשם יפותו וכן גימו מן הניסורים של יוביש שנשאר בו זה בזה קזאיז מכל אחד כוש ששני מיני רובים על הגימו ובטרו נעשי ופתור מר שלושת זה מרפק, אני מפיסח שלי so in the Marley Kingness you have the sugi of that I infest and that I infest in Zvoch in connection with the Indian of Kira Mitzvahs battle is also, Surmi battle is also. So there you have, in the Gemara Zvochim, the Fein Ches, the Fein Tes, you have the Machleket between Rebbe Elazar and Rish Lakish. As to whether Surmi battle is there or Surmi is in the battle is there. Rish Lakish says that Surmi is in the battle is there. Surmi is in the battle is there. Rebbe Elazar says, in Surmi battle is there. What does it mean? What does Rish Lakish mean? By Isur Mibatun Zezeh, so the Shlokish that I'm Chesin Zvochim, that's in the Marlon Kedus for the Beis Hashem. So, what does it mean? I deliberately, give the Shia, and the Inyan of Kerach, which is a case of the Kenyan, but it has to do with Tahunas also. So that's one of the reasons as to why I discuss that in the Shia. It's a case of Inyan, it has to do with Kerach, Machleke Sil and Chachomim, but on the other hand, it has to do with Tahunas also. So, Rish Lakish says, Agibo Vanitsa. Now, Dafayim Ches. Omar Rish Lakish, Omar Dawah, Rish Lakish. Omar Rish Lakish. Agibo Vanitsa Vatomei Shepovu Onze Beze Viochum Potah. Die Efschel soll ja bei mir noch habe ich wie alt lang. Ich mache mir noch Platz, ich mache mir noch so ein Wagen sehr sehr, ich mache mir nicht dann über Platz. Ich weiß, ich mache mir noch hast du so viel Kloß was. Was was? Der Blazer ist hier. Er der Blazer sagt da kann das. Und bitte der Blazer. Wir haben aber los. Die schön schön mit es mit Wagen so so. Kacheln so mit Wagen so so. Man schmeißt und da mal mit es mit Wagen so so hier. Die Tanja Ongol, weil hier war so ein של יקירכם מבסחס ואיכלון בשביל שנאמר על מציס ומרירם יחלו אוקיי, so so what is Rishloki say? Now there is a love that I say not to eat people if one eats people it is high cost there is a love that I say not to eat neiser also is a cost neiser and there is a love that I say not to eat kosher shenit meal so suppose you had three gzesi a kazayis of people a kazayis of Nisa, a kazayis of Tome, kochi, kiddish, shenitmo. And then he ground them into a powder. And then he mixed them up. So then, and then he ate it. So in Mele, every bite that he swallows consists of a mixture of pigo, neiser, and tom. So it's not chaya. So in Mele, one iser becomes bottle, and the other two iser. So in Mele, you're not high malt. That doesn't mean that it is muta. In other words, first of all, in order to become bottle, you require shishi. And then besides shishi, with the Aise, it's also pide. Why? Because pide is osea because of a special art that forbids pide. That the Nesa is osea because of the love of me. Isa tome is osea because of love of tome. But besides the specific love, so they are all included in one general insight. And that is, Moiseichlo called it Koteimo. Kol sheti aftil choyiosa. So in other words, whether it's Pigme or Nisel or Tomei or Nivele or Chile, so in other words, it's Teimo, it's a chepz of Teimo. So Mele, insofar as the specific Isa is concerned, so then there is Bittul Barot, according to Mishlokish, who says that Isurim Batlin Zeze, but insofar as the general Isa of Moiseichlo called Teimo is concerned, how can there be Bittul Barot? It's one shed. From the point of view of the Isa, Pigul as such, so Pigul is Osam Sat Pigul, Nesa is not Osam Sat Pigul, Tommy is not Osam Sat Pigul. So Mele, if you mingle, you mix up work as eyes of Pigul, with two Zaysi of Nesa and Tommy, so Mele there is Pigul Barot. But from the point of view of the Isa, of the Seichu called the Evo, called the Avdul Choyosea, so Pigul is the Evo, Nesam is the Evo, and Tome is the Evo. So the Melee, but for the love of the Seichu called the Evo, there is no Malchus. Why? Because it's the love of the Cholos. So the Melee, this is what Mishloki says, Ha Pigul Va Nesam Va Tome Shepil Un Zeh Vezeh 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 Shmamin or Plat, Shmamin Yisurim Vatim Zeze. Of course, it doesn't mean that according to Mishlokish, so you're allowed to take, Nibelo and Chilev and something else, and the third Isa, and mix them up together and eat them all the three things together. It means, according to Mishlokish, so Yisurim Vatim Zeze, so Bitl is how. Bittul Barot is hal on the specific Isa of Pigul, and the specific Isa of Neisa, or of Tomei. Mashein came, as far as the general Isa of the Seichel called the Evo is concerned, so it's not shy of the same Bittul. They are all one Shem. They are all Osa. It's not, there is not shy of Bittul. So he only says Pot. Alright. And then, the Belezer, and so the Gemara says, "Upliki the Rav Lezer, Adom Rav Lezer, Kishim Shemitzes Mivatlin Zulezu, Kach Ein Yisurim Mivatlin, Kach Ein Yisurim Mivatlin Zulezu." All right. Now, so here the Torah says, "Kol Shemim Samach Kenegad Yitzer, Mivatlin Yitzer Atmin Yisamach Kol Yeter, Kindei Oshem Yishbunim Ken Zeisim Shol Yeter, Vinof Lubo Zei, Dei Zeisim Yachosol Dam Yachosol Chayleh." Echo shall dam the echo shall chile, kol echo mitzare in ante shall heter, livatel chaveirei. Livatel chaveirei. So, in other words, if you have nigdeire 59 zeisim of heter, and then one kazais of dam falls into the nigdeire, so that in itself wouldn't make it muter. That in itself wouldn't make it muter, because we need 16 measures of the heter itself. Here you have just 59 zeisim of the heter, and then one kazayis of chelet. But then you dropped into it not only one kazayis of chelet, but one kazayis of chelet and one kazayis of dam. So that means that as against the kazayis of chelet, you have 60 zeisim of non-chelet. The 60 zeisim are mitzureh, but from the 59 zeisim of heta manesh, and one kazayis of dam, but dam is not chilev either. And as against the kazayis of dam, you again have 60 measures to be mivatel with kazayis of dam. Why? You have the 59 heter and the kazayis of chilev. So, Speziell dei Roshi in der Tessie sich schon hätte, aber das muss sein, dass die Tessie sich schon hätte, er ist schon da, wer ist schon hier. Kolleg, wie ist da, wie man Tessie schon hätte, aber was auch immer. Wie kein Lamm, Lamm mit Tessie sich schon hätte, als noch mit Kazai ist da. Wie Lamm mit Tessie sich nachher im Schle hätte, als noch mit Kazai ist hier. Wie ist da, wie er hat er hund, es wie schön, wie ich es betonen. Wie kein Gimu meine Jesuhe. Wie kein Gimu meine Jesuhe, der ist er hat heim, an der Dinge schon auf. Now you mentioned it last time, but you couldn't understand the Reb Chaim and this Din Shulchan Aruch without going over the Reb Chaim and Machlokes HaKos first. I thought you just said there was a Sameach, not a... We have to go over the Reb Chaim in Pirkei Avot, Mehilchas Machlokes Asuras Halachah. You have to go over, because you cannot understand the shittes of the Chaim in Tam Kinkia without going over the Reb Chaim. He discusses the Rambam shittes, but it will help you in understanding the other shittes of the Chaim also. Alright, that's one Reb Chaim, that is one Halachah. Then there is another. There is another Reb Chaim, also in Tam Kinkia, which discusses this din betur and mechaba. Oh, that is Perek Yud Gimel, Mehilchas Trumeis, Halachates. So at the end, he discusses Mine Bishochnoch Yoredei Yosimin Tzadik Ches Siv Tes Gdei Bo Shemiz Bo Nim Tes Zeisim Heta Vinokro Bo Shmei Zeisim Yachot Shol Dam Yachot Shol Chayot Kol Yachot Yitzayot Nim Tes Shol Heta Vivato Chaver Yitzor Chiyun Darai Af Yim Soi Nim Vatim Zeze Hari Yitzor Rak Yim Yim Yifter Al Chelosi Nim Malkes Avo Yim Yim Yohosi Zeta Al Yim Yifurash Lo Hege Bitur Dei Yim Soi Nim Vatim Zeze Dei Yim Soi Nim Vatim Zeze So in other words, first of all, the Rambam passed things like Rav Lezer, have the Tenis on that. There are some Rishayim who passed that he saw in the Vatan Zezer. But the Rambam passed things like Rav Lezer, and he saw in the Vatan Zezer. So how is it that the Mechaber, alright, the Mechaber also passed things like the Rambam, the Tenis on the Vatan Zezer. So how is it that here he passed things the Mechaber, the two, that the Tenis on the Vatan Zezer, Heter, the Nofu Bishmein Zezer, Echot Shol Dam, Echot Shol Chilet, Kolechot Nitzavir, Gantesh, Heter, Vatan Chavere. But you, in order to be Mivatel, a Kazayis of Chilev, you have to have 60 measures of Heter. Here you don't have 60 measures of Heter. Maybe the Kazayis of Chilev. You have 59 measures of Heter, plus one measure of Iser, but another Iser. So, according to the Blessing of Son Batel, they say, how can you be Mitzure? That's one kasha. And then, even according to Mandoma, that is so in the Vatican, so it only means that Bito is how regarding the specific Israel, but not, so there is no Malkes, but not that it's Mutter has shown. How can anyone say it's Mutter? Because they all have one shed in regard to the general Israel of the Seichel Kodeivo, and here the Mechaba Pastor said it's Mutter Bachel. But you will not be able to understand this Reb Chaim unless you go over first the Reb Chaim and Machlokes Asuras, the Svov Alochal. And of course, you cannot understand them unless you go over the Gemara, the Chaim Ches and the Chaim Tes. You have to go over them for the Shia. And this year will be good under Pchine for two reasons. First of all, it has to do with the Ches Pesach, and then it has to do with Tarubes. So for two reasons. But you are required to know, you have to know that Shia. And so then, after you go over the Gemara in Zvochim, the Machlokes about Nisun, Vatan Zezeh, so then you can go over the Reb Chaim in Machlokes Asuras and the Reb Chaim in Trumos, and then on Monday we'll discuss this last day.
Shir Vav in Yerodea Hilchas Taruvas, Zayin Nisan, Hesh Tov Shem Mem Gimel, March 21st, 1983, on Monday.
So I don't know whether it's proper for me to discuss that at all. So we'll start with the Chabad and Ramot. And then we'll discuss things when we reach this being in the Chabad at the end of Sitz al-Khef. But you have to go over the two Rabchanas. The Rabchanam and Mahos Ashes and the Rabchanam and Trumis. Both have to do with Tarki. Alright. Machaba. Isa Shemisar Beheta. Min Bishen Hine. Kim Chir Shemisar Bibosa. Yitamenu Yim Kichodi. Yim Eim Meir Shein Bitaam Chir Oy Shein Bashein Bitaam Oy Shu Pogo Muta. So that's the Allah. That even though Tam Ki Iker is not there, but only if it's a Litzin Tam Mishvach. But if it is Litzin Tam Mishvach, so then it's not also. The Gemara in Avizore deduces it from the Potsit, Moiseichu Chomim Beilo, Ladeir Asha Bishorecho, Tetneno Ba'achol. So, Nibeilo Sheru Yom Geir, what does it mean Nibeilo Sheru Yom Geir? Geir means a God, it's a picture, a God. So in other words, if it's Chol Lachil HaSodom, Shmoni Beilo. The Nibeilo Yom Geir, if it's not Chol Lachil HaSodom, at least, if it's Nitzel Lachil HaSodom, then, so it's not also Bachir. So that's a general thing. In other words, suppose a Nibbeir was Nisrach, it started to rise, and it's not fit for human consumption. So it's not really the love of the Sechel Kongol. It has to be Rol Achila Sodom. It has to be Rol Achila Sodom. If it's not Rol Achila Sodom, so then, it's not osa bachil and midraise. It's not osa bachil and midraise. But, the shemeichu is not pocket. Let's say we got it too much ochre. So the aloha is that if a meichu, let's say, started to rot and it deteriorated to such an extent that it's not fit for human consumption, but it is still fit for animal consumption, for achila skelet, then it's mitami to masoch. But the moment it deteriorated so much that it's not even whole for animal consumption, then it's not mitami to masoch. So it's two separate halachas. The gzeres hakosu of v'seichu kol nevelo la'adir hashem sherechot neno v'acholo nevelo shehu yorigei yakhu yor nevelo nevelo shehu yorigei yakhu yor nevelo implies halacha that it's not osa bachir. Not that the Shemeichu is poka. The Shemeichu is not poka. As long as it's all Achilas Kelev, so the Shemeichu is not poka. But it's a Gzerzakosu that there is no Yisa the Raisa of Achille. There is no Yisa the Raisa of Achille if it's not all Achilas Kelev. But Neichu it is. Masheinke, if it's not all Achilas Kelev, then the Shemeichu is poka. It's not in Mitane to Masoch. So that's one thing that the Gemara in Amizore says. Then the Gemara in Amizore says another thing, that if, let's say, a chilev, let's say, fell into a tapshin, and then, let's say, somebody was staying, let's say, goy was staying, we know that there is no tam chilev. There is no tam chilev in the tapshin, so then it's mutabachim. It's mutabachim. But suppose there is a tam chilev in the top shield. There is a tam chilev in the top shield. So then it's also bachil, tam kikya. Only if the tam improves, if the tam is improved as a result of the tam chilev being detected in the top shield. But suppose the tam is diminished. The tam is diminished. That's called nesin tam with God. That's called basic tam with God, so then there is no aloha of tam kika. In other words, tam only asserts if the tam improves, if the tam of the tapshil is improved, not if as a result of the iser, the tam is less. Even though, so there is one chilek. Because the Gemara says, why do we say that nesin tam with God is muter? Because of the Gzeres HaKosu of Nibeilo Shenehu Yom Geir. Der Zibreise, der Samosein und Wesen an die Sorge. Vatanje, Echot nissen Tamu ist gar, wie Echot nissen Tamu ist schwach. Osser, wie wird er mehr? Der Mille holt, der Tam kiegt ja ist Osser, even if it's nissen Tamu ist gar, even if the Isser, the Minish ist der Tam, the original Tam of the Tam. Der Pschimene in der Schwach Osser und gar Mutter. Mai keine der Mehr, gomma mit Gule in die Chobi. Gule in die Chobi war nissen Tamu ist gar Mutter. Was Rachmone, Hochanamelosh, the Torah said that all the killing of the Midiani had to be Niga, had to be, so the Hagone had to be realized in order to extract the bread. Otherwise, any tachshil that was cooked in that kele would be also Bachile. Why? Because, let's say, if somebody cooked something in that kele in which the same day a Yisrael was cooked, so the mele, it will give the tam Iser in the tapshin, but it doesn't diminish the tam, it doesn't improve the tam, on the contrary, it diminishes the tam. Still the Torah asked the kelim of the Midian, if a goli was not made in them. So it's a raya that this tam with gam is also. Goma mi goli chobim, goli chobim lav nesim tam with gam, was rachmona chanam leishim. Vihidoch, so why does Rav Shimon say that with gam is muter, but couldn't we learn out from Gula Midyon that even with gam is osea? Kid Rabune Bred Rafriye, Dom Rabune Bred Rafriye, Luos Roteiro Lepiro Paseimo. You're going with gam. In other words, Enochaname, when does the Torah ask any tapshil that is cooked in a kele in which the Isa was cooked before, only if it was cooked the same day. So then it's not this time with gam. But if it is after in this less, so then it's nesim tam with gam, so then it's muta. V'yidoch, and Rav Meir, g'dir Rav Shimon, ami yefshar v'yipog mepre. V'Rav Shimon, my time, how does Rav Shimon know that nesim tam with gam is muta? Titanio, luiseichu kol nubeiro, lagir ha-shem sherecho, kol oruyo migeir kruyo nubeiro, shein oruyo migeir, eino kruyo nubeiro. V'Rav Meir, ha-hu, so Rav Shimon learns out from the posit, for Kolseichu kol nubeiro, that nubeiro shein oruyo migeir, eino kruyo nubeiro. So that means if it's not whole achila sodom, there is no isar achil. So Rav Meir, so how does Rav Meir say nesim tam with gam is osea ha-hu limute srucho miiko? So Rav Meir says, when we say that nivelo, shein yoruyo ligea rinikuyo nivelo, if at the very outset it was not true for achila sodom. Let's say, suppose that the behemoth had such a condition that immediately, as he died, so it's not all achlasot. It was not all, it was so offensive at the very outset that it was not all achlasot. So if it was shrucho miiko, but so then Rameel is made there that there is no iser, the raise of eating that kind of nivela. But if originally at the outset it was all for human consumption, but then because it stayed in a hot room for a long time, so it became unfit for human consumption. So it became putrid. So not so rach we call it. But later on it became so rach, so then, according to Rav Meir, it's chayav malchus. Now we pass like Rav Shimon.
But the chiddush in Rav Shimon's din is that according to Rav Shimon, any nesil tam with gam comes within the gzeras hakosuv of nevei lashon eruya l'geah. But the definition of nevei lashon eruya l'geah means that if it's not wrong for human consumption, it's a ruach, it's offensive, that a human being couldn't eat it because it is so offensive. But nesil tam with gam doesn't mean that it has an offensive tam. It might have a good, an enjoyable tam. But if it is if as a result of the iser, so it is less enjoyable, it's not as good as it was before, so then it comes with the gzeras hakosuv of kol nevei lashon eruya l'geah. Alright, so this is what it says. V'hu shel yisefi l'ashbiya v'tzorich shel yeda. So in other words, so Mechaber says that even at the first moment it is racing time with God, but it's destined to give it time with Shvach. So it's still awesome. In other words, when we say that Nesil Tam with Gam is Muter only if it's a result of the Tarubes, so the Tam is not improved, on the contrary, the Tam is reduced, it becomes less enjoyable, and it's not destined to have a Tam Shiva. But if at the first moment it's a Tam Pogo, but it's destined to, at the end, to give it tam shuber, so then the aloch of tam kinker applies. V'hu shol yisev l'ashbiyah, v'tzorich shol yeida shesem k'molo, v'imein shom, because then he is a misiach l'tumeh. But if he knows that Jews rely on him, so it's not misiach l'tumeh. V'imein shom eim v'tichovim v'teyamei, misharim am b'samo, v'chein imunim b'minei, k'ligonei k'mayatayimei, misharim b'samo. Mishal Misabach. So in other words, we saw that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Teisves. According to Teisves, so if we know that the Yisrael does not give it Tam Yisrael in the Tapshir, so then we don't need Chishim. When do we need Chishim? When there is no Don to taste it. According to Rashi, so even if there is a Goy who tastes it, and he tells us that there is no Tam Yisrael, but we still require Shishi, according to Rashi. So how does the Shulchan Aruch pass? Not like Rashi. He passes like this. He says, the implication being, if there is an Akron who can taste it, then we don't need some. So in other words, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber doesn't pass like, the Mechaber doesn't pass like Rashi. Suppose it's Mimine, it's not Shayak to determine the time, they both have the same time, so then it's Mishar and Misabach. Now, then Ramo says, Now, so the Shach is Midai from the Lashon of the Ramo, that since the Ramo says, he doesn't say ve'inei agim achshav lismechatime. He doesn't say ve'inei agim achshav lismechatime. But ve'inei agim achshav lismechayim tichomim. So it's mashma that in the Ramo doesn't pass like Rashi. This look in the Shach. Sifei. Ve'inei agim achshav lismechayim tichomim. מדוי קומא ויניה גמח שוף איס מחתימה וקומא ויניה גמח שוף איס מחתימה חובים משמע דווקא אלו כחובים הוא דוי סמכינון מי שבין כחובים הוא אבל עתיב אס ישראל סמכינון במין שימין ידע תירה כי אם תחומו שלא פעם לחום ביטוי מוקגן כדי זה בשעה של פוסקים ואף שאם תחומו נהיג בזמננו מכל מוקי נחכמינה ולעניינים בקינם בוסה ויין שאני תהם ולא פעם לתפשיר שאוסו לי בני סיטן לסמכין העתים אס ישראל חולקם על סימן ראשי זיין אינם אלימנטים אס בוסו או יכולו מיגבי צודו וחייגב לי עכשיו מקוסם לסומו וכן פוסק הבח דיבשאים אימיני ידע תירה יש לי סליחה לסחויה אפילו אימי אומן, אפילו אימי, אפילו ניסר עם דבדובו דיבד על ישראל ומשקיה וכן משמע לאיר ריסים אין צדיק בו גבי צון משכות כניסה כשול בוסו וכמי שכוסו בסיפקות מהי וכן משמע בתשובה שרב סימן לדלת ודווי כאתר הזאת
שכוס אבי עכשיו בניה גמיס מחצי מסכים ויתחובים עד כאן השני ביוז ויתאימי שגם בסימן צריכות והזכרתי מהסונים כלל ועולסה אלו בישראל מהם אלה אילמתי so the shach shite is that we are not chishish for shite srash so according to Rashi so it's not only when a goy has to taste it even when a Jew tastes it let's say truma was misari chum was misari for his truma so then a kayan can taste it so according to Rashi so then we need besides tasting it by the kayan so we require shishi because to separate alochas first of all we require shishi because of the alfuse from Zeya Bashiro and then we have to ask Kayan whether he feels it time or not in order there shouldn't be any alocha of tamkit so according to the Shach we are not shishi for Shidus Rashi and if we're saying the case of Chum Shenof Ali Trumo of Trumo Shenof Ali Chum so then the Kayan will taste it and he said there is no tam Trumo in the Chum so if there is no shishi so it's also so it is muta, I'm sorry, according to the Shach so it's muta because we are not preaching for Shidus Rashi according to Rashi it would be also however the Levush it is the Levush mentions the same thing that Ramo mentions and he says not only Enea Gimachshav Nismecha Yitchovim Enea Gimachshav Nismecha Tine whether it's a Yitchovim or it's a Jew, a Kayan doesn't make any difference in other words because we are Heshish according to the Levush we are Heshish for Shittas Rashi so in Nele according to Rashi we have to have Shishi over and above the absence of time alright in the Sari in the Minech we nishpar bine she yechelin ma'amidolo we share in Neida she oyeru beheter muter vim we Neida she oyeru beheter os now let's just finish the scene and then the Ramo because this Ramo is very very difficult אבל אם נשארי בשני מיני, ונשפר בינים שנכין לעמיד אורף נשארי, אפילו נדע שהוא יורו בהתר עושה. ואם נשארי במיני בשני מיני, ונשפר בינים שנכין לעמיד אורף נשארי, ונדע שהוא יורו בהתר במיני, ראי לשני מיני כלעיני, ואשור מיני רוב אורף ובטרי. We discussed it in great detail. In this great detail. I mean, so that's the Rashbo. That's the Rashbo. And the Marshal, the Yom Shishleim, is Chemikani. The Rashbo makes an equation between the case of Reines Mine Kileine Ubeine Mine Mine Hobel of Batley that the Gemara mentions in Chum in connection with Rav Yehuda Shite and the case of Nisare Mine Visheine Mine and Mishpa so then the Rashbo says in a similar way we say Reines es she'eini minei kereinei u minei if a minei hobel of a batley but we don't know whether it's shishim but that's only the rabbon so we are telling the hokil as far as the rice is concerned minei requires only rob but the mashal says no when can we say rein es we can only say rein es minei kereinei because there it's our head that minei is not bottle so the mean of Eter, Mine of Eter is incapable of being Mivater, the Mine of Isa. So if there is Mine and Chene Mine, we ignore the Mine. We say, true indeed, that the Mine of Eter cannot be Mivater, cannot wipe out the identity of the Mine of Isa, but the Eini Mine of Eter can wipe out the identity of the Eini Mine of Isa. Mashiach can hear the reason is why if there is a time there is no shishi in the Eini Minei of Heter neged the Eini Minei of Isa so the reason is why it's also because the time asks so how can the Minei wipe out the identity we explain the Yam Shel Shleimei in Shite and the basis of the Shite of the either of Rabbi Tam that Heter is Nefach Yisya so that means when the Eini Minei the Yisya gives a Tam in the Heter so then it has the potential not only that it doesn't become bottle it has the potential of converting
the heretofore hetter Lubisa, since it has the potential of converting the heretofore hetter Lubisa, so Mimele, the Mine is not able, the Mine of hetter is not able to be bevabled. And we can also explain the Yamsha Shleime Shite on the basis of the Shite of Rav Yosef Molaynish. The Rav Yosef Molaynish, his Shite is that even by Min Shalim Minei there is Bitu Berov and the Ika or Yisar. But there is a new Yisar Ese from you that we learn out from Gula Midyon. So maybe it's not shy to say, Rein as Eini Minei Kleinei, U Minei Beheter, Romolov umvatlei, because even if we didn't have it arubes of Minei and Sheini Minei, just it arubes of Sheini Minei, so there would also be Bitu Berov. But in spite of the Bitu Berov, so the Tama says, so now that there is Bitu of the Yisar in the Minei of Eter, so there is a second Bitu. But even without the second Bitu, there is Bitu. Still it's Oseh because of the new Yisar of the Tam. So here too it will be Oseh because of the new Yisar of the Tam. Well, that's the Shita Yam Shishleime, but the Rashba equates the longness of Reines Minei Kileine, Visheine Minei Rodol of Vatle, with the Svore of Reines Sheine Minei Kileine, U Minei Rodol of Umibatle. Alright, this, then the Mechava says, Vamedwa Amorim Shemishka, Avonisa Shemisar Beheter, Yuru Poneinu, Viev Shalami Dal Shiure, Apo Pishim Yisirum Shal Divrei Amos. Alright, now let's see the Ramon. Uli Yamin Biminei, Azlinum Bosa Shmo, Imushobe have a mean bimine. Avoy as mean was a time, imushobe alone. Now that has to do with the Gemara and Rizore. With Gemara and Rizore. I don't think that I mentioned that you should go over that Gemara. I don't remember. But even though I didn't, you should go over the Gemara and Rizore yourself. I mean, because you see all the Nisi Kelim, they mentioned that Gemara, the Machlekes Abaye and Rome. Alright, now the aloche is, now, what are the aloches of Bitu? So, there are two kinds of things. There is the tarubes of Larbelach, there is the tarubes of Yerush. The tarubes of Larbelach, so min biminei, according to all the shamim except Rashi and the Balamoria, so it's both min raise the rov. But with Rabbonon, the tarubes of min biminei Larbelach require shishi. Now, then min shaloi b'minei lav lach, so then, according to most rishonim, so tam ki ikar is the raisa. The question is, when is tam ki ikar the raisa under all circumstances, or tam ki ikar is only the raisa when in the tarubes is in the ratio of kazai v'achilas tras, right? And then there is a machlokes rishonim. But except for Rashi Shite, so all the Shem say that Tam Kikya is the Raisa. Whether it's the Raisa under all circumstances or only in certain situations, that's a shame. So anyway, so Min Shaloi Biminei, so we must have Shishim. Why do we have to have Shishim? Because if there is Shishim, so then we can presume that there is no Tam. But if there is no Shishim, so we certainly have to be Chishish, that there is a Tam. So then there is the Aloche of Tam Kikya. Now, so generally speaking, there is bitul an isurim, but midrabbonon there are certain isurim where there is no bitul. Midrabbon, midraise, I don't know of any isur that midraise there is no bitul. I don't know, but midrabbonon there are many situations where there is no bitul. One situation is if it's a dovah sheyesh matir. So dovah sheyesh matir in afilu belach rabbon. That's only aloch in midrabbonon. So, but the aloha of Dovah Sheyesh Matir in Afilu Belach Lebotel Midrabbonon applies only to Min Biminei, but not Min Shaloi Biminei. What is admittedly a Dovah Sheyesh Matir that the Gemara mentioned it so many times? That's Chodosh. Why? Because after the Eimer, or after the Zayin B'Nissan, it will become Mutter. So the Mele, if Chodosh Chiti will be Sarai with Yoshi Zeirin, so Midrabbonon Afilu Belach Lebotel. But Min Shaloi Biminei is bottle Bishishi, even though Sheish Matir. Now, another aloche, another case, where Midrabbonon there is no bitul, Afilu Belef, that's Yain Eser. So Yalneser Asad Dimash. Another aloche where Midrabonon there is no bitul, that's Chomet v'Pesach. So it Asad Dimash. So one of the things that Asad Dimash is Yalneser. But Yalneser Asad Dimash only mean the minute. You see, Chomet v'Pesach is more Chomet than anything else. Because the other is Surin, that Asad Dimash, so they are limited to Mimimine. Dorashe is Matirin after the other bottle, or Mimimine after the other bottle. But Minshaloi Mimine is what Mishishin. Yai Neser, Asas Dimashu, only Yai Mimimine. Let's say if Yai Neser is Misari with Yai Heter, so if it's real Yai Neser, if it's real Yai Neser, not the Stam Yenom of the day, so that is bottle, even Mimimine. But real Yai Neser, the real Yai Neser, so Mimimine after the other bottle, Mishim Chumre the Yai Neser. That is all. But Mitchell Ibimine, so he's Bottle Mishishi. He's Bottle Mishishi. Chomzi Pesach, Asa Dimashu, Bein Ibimine, Bein Min, Shalom Ibimine, Bein Min Shalom Ibimine. So Yalnesach, Asa Dimashu, only if it's Min Ibimine. But if it's Min Shalom Ibimine, not. Now, there is a Machlenke between Abai and Robe, that's on the Bob, on the Dalet, the first line in the Gemara in Abrizor. Chamra Atike Biamu. Suppose there is a tarubes of old wine with grapes. Old wine with grapes. Now, how can there be a tarubes? Tarubes is only when you cannot earmark one from the other. Suppose the old wine was solidified. Suppose the grapes were liquefied. I mean, we are dealing with a case where we cannot recognize the identity of one from the other. So suppose there is a tarubes of chamra atike, old wine, and grapes, and the old wine is yaineser, let's say, is also yaineser, and it was nisare with grapes, divrei hakel b'nei sinta, because that's minshalo b'mine. I mean, grapes and old wine are not one mean, it's separate mean. So minere, the chumre of Yai Neser is only Gabimim Bimine, not Gabimim Shaloi Bimine. Chamre Chadite Be'amre, suppose there is Tarubes of new wine with grapes. Now new wine, so new wine has the same kind of tam as grapes. New wine has the same tam as grapes. I think that what it means, Chamre Chadite, in order to understand this Gemara, you know, because you see, Chamre Chadite is what we call grape juice. All right. So in other words, grape juice is prepared today in such a way that it doesn't ferment. So even if it's kept for a long time, so it will not ferment. So Mimela, since it does not ferment, so it has the same time as the grapes. Grape juice has the same time as the grapes. But old wine means that it was allowed to ferment by itself. So Mimele, if it ferments because of the alcohol, so it has a different time altogether. So Chamre Chadite Be'anve, so suppose there is darubes of new wine, let's say grape juice. So, and grapes, so it have, they have the same time, but they have different names. Grape juice you call grape juice, you call wine. I mean, Gemore calls grape juice wine. So that is Chamre, it has one name, and grapes have another name. So Abaye says that as Minam Basatai, Nagachomi Muomisakim, that Yai Neser, Asad Bimashu, Min Bimine, but Min Shaloi Bimine, he doesn't Asad Bimashu, he's Bottom Shishi. Suppose there is Darubes of Chamre Chadite, new wine, and grapes, so they have different shemes, but the same time. So, Abayo Mabimashu was a time hazard. So, from the point of view of the town, it's one min, it's Mimimine. So, Mimimine, Asas Bimashu. Mashein came Rove Oma Benesita, Bishish. Rove says Benesita. Why? Because Rove considers the criterion of shemes. Now, from the point of view of Shemes, So one is called grapes, one is called chamer. Why? So the male is min shaloi diminei, even with Rabbanon, is not in the shishi. So Abaye considered, Abaye says that the determining factor is the tam, and if the tam is the same, it's considered min diminei, and Rabbe says that the determining factor is the shemes. Since it's different shemes, so it's min shaloi diminei, so it doesn't ask the mash. Abayo ma bi mashu was a time asina. Ide vi ide khatayu. Han mi shine un mi ne mashu. Di homa ma bi nisin tam was a shmo asina. Vaish mo lo khut. Va hanle mi bi shine mi ne un mi bi shine mi ne bi nisin tam. That's one case where there is a nakimina between Abayo and Rob. Then the Gemara mentions another case where there's a machlokes. Chale de chamre. Chale de chamre de chale de shikre. Suppose there is darubes between wine vinegar and beer vinegar. Uchmira de chite, uchmira de seir. Uchmira de seir. Yeah, in other words, suppose the sediment of chiti and the sediments of seir. So Abayo Amar B'nisin Tam Azeh. According to Abayo, suppose you have a tarubes of wine vinegar and beer vinegar. So according to Abayo, was a time azeh. Now wine vinegar has one taste, and beer vinegar has another taste. It's different timing, so it's different meaning. So high time of the chud, high time of the chud, high time of the chud. So in other words, suppose the wine vinegar, so was vinegar made from wine that was yain eser, and that was nisari with beer vinegar. So according to Abaye, was a time azim. So they have different timing. So it's min shaloi diminei, so it's not the shishi. But Rove goes for the shem. Now people call vinegar, they call vinegar. Even though one vinegar is made from wine, another vinegar is made from beer, another vinegar is made from potatoes, from whatever it is, people call it the same name, they call it vinegar. So mainly, from the point of view of the shem, it's one mean. So if you have tarubes of wine vinegar and beer vinegar, according to Rabbi, so because Hashmu Azinon, so it's min diminei, it has the machlokes. Right, that's the machlokes. Now let's see. Now, how do we pass in that machlokes? Like what? That's the clock. Whenever there is a machlokes with Abai and Rabbi, so generally speaking, the halacha is like Rabbi, except in Yalki Gam. That's not one of the Yalki Gam. So he passed in like Rabbi. Because Hashmu Azinon. So that's what the Rambam says. Ulin yemin diminei azinon. Ulin yemin diminei azinon bosa shmo. Imusho beavenim diminei. Avali azinon bosa taimi imusho beuloi. So he says, now here the Mechaber mentions it in Sarif min diminei. Min shaloi diminei. In Sarif, no, it's in Sarif min diminei. That's the next scene. But here he discusses the case of Nisarev Nidimine, Vinishpa, Vinyan Shinichem Lamed Olof Nisharev. So, in Leida Shoy Yerubi Heter Muteh, Avu Leida Shoy Yerubi Heter Osa, Avu Nisarev Shem Nimine Nishpa, so then it's Reke Bechaisa Soitz Lechumre. So the Ramo says, in order to determine whether the Tarubes is a Tarubes of Nimbimine, or min shaloi diminei, and what's nafki minei, whether it's min diminei or min shaloi diminei. If it's darubes of min diminei and it's mishpach, we don't know whether, we are sure that there was rov, but we don't know whether there was shishim or not, so then we are till hokim. If it's darubes of min shaloi diminei and we're not sure as to whether there is shishim, so it's osa, sikid reis lechumre. So the Ramo says, the question is, in determining whether it's min diminei or min shaloi diminei, so we have to consider it from the point of view of the shem. Not from the point of view of the tam.
So that means, according to Ramon, now the Gemara in Avrizore discusses that in connection with Yain Esach, in connection with the Chumra de Rabbonon, that Yain Esach means the Minayas and the Mashach. But let's say we have now, the Gemara says that according to Abaye, if you have a mixture of wine vinegar and beer vinegar, now suppose the wine vinegar is not just wine of Stamgenon that is also the Rabbonon. Let's say it's Yain Esach Mamish. Yain Esach Mamish that was Nisnasach Avrizore. So anyone who drinks Yain Esach is Chayav Malchus. And suppose vinegar was made from that wine of Yain Esach Mamish, and that was mixed with beer vinegar. With beer vinegar. Now, there certainly was wrong in the beer vinegar as against the wine vinegar. It certainly was wrong, but we don't know whether there were 59 measures in the beer vinegar as against the one measure of the wine vinegar, or 60 measures. Now, by Yibimina, if it's Nishpach, and we know that it is wrong, we don't know whether it's Shishim, so I tell you how to. By Yibimina, Lachman. We have to face Lachman. So the Ramah says, we know that determine whether it's Yibimina or Min Shaloy Bimina, so we have to consider it from the point of view of the Shemitz, not from the point of view of the time, like a Rabbi, according to what Rabbi says. Now, so according to Rabbi, if there is the Rubes of wine vinegar and beer vinegar, so then they both have the same name. So it's considered Mimimine. So that means there are more passages that where there is a Rubes of real Yain Esach, wine vinegar, real Yain Esach, Nesach with rice, and that was Nisarei with beer vinegar. And we know that there were a number of measures in the beer vinegar as against more than in the wine vinegar. But we don't know whether there were 60 measures in the beer vinegar against wine vinegar. And it was Nishvah. So what does Ramah say? We are telling the Hoki. So the Shach, so this is so strange. When can we say, when can we apply Rabbis Svora, that was Ashmoah Zinon, when it's a question of Min Bimine versus Min Shaloi Bimine? Like, let's say, in regard to the Rabbonon, that Yain Esach hasn't been mashu in Mimimine. He doesn't have been mashu in Min Shaloi Bimine. So it's a question, is it Min Bimine or Min Shaloi Bimine? That's the basic question, whether it's the same meaning or different meaning. So according to Rabbi, if they have different chambers, even though they have the same time, so it's considered different meaning. And if they have the same shame, even though they have different timing, so it's considered the same meaning. So it's the Chumre. Masha'in Kein here when it's a question of the Raisa of Tam Kika. So why do we say by Min Shaloi Bimine? So if there is Rob, it's also the Raisa. Why? Because it's Min Shaloi Bimine. You can call it whatever you want. Call it Min Bimine, call it Min Shaloi Bimine. What difference does it make? How do you call it? It's a question of semantics. Here, because in regard to the halacha of Yain Esach, asan bimashu, min bimine, there is not a question of semantics. That was the Takonis Chachomi. Yain Esach asan bimashu, min bimine, it was not asan bimashu, min shaloi bimine. It's not a question of semantics. But vis-a-vis tam ki iker, it's a question of semantics. Whether you call it min bimine, you call it min shaloi bimine, you can call it whatever you want. The halacha is that there is a halacha of bitul berov, but tam asan. The Metzias is that if it's the same mean, then there is no time. There is no time. You cook Rosh Hashanah together with Rosh Hashanah. So, can you feel it? They both have the same time. But if you cook Chayrev with Bosor, so then you can feel it. So, is it because Chayrev and Bosor are Misha and Mine? You can call it whatever you want. The fact is that it's the time. So, true according to Rabbi, Rosh Hashanah is, you know. So, Rosh Hashanah is, you know. So, then it says, Chalei Shem, Min Bimine, fine, call it Min Bimine. Who cares whether it's Min Bimine or Min Shaloi Bimine? But since they have different timing, so Bim Tzias, it gives a time easier. So it should be also. When does Rabbi say, Posashmoaz, you know, that's only in regard to the Rabbonons of Yain Esach or the Mashiach Matirin, where there it's contingent upon the fact that it's Min Bimine. So there, it's not a question of semantics, but here, whether it's Min Bimine or Min Shaloi Bimine, is a matter of semantics. That's the asogia of the Shach and the Ramon.